Chapter 28. I'm going to the courthouse, Carrie said. She stood in the hall at the front door, not even wanting to go the few extra feet to the den, where David had been sitting at his computer all day. She didn't want to see him. She didn't want to speak to him. She didn't want to hear his voice. He looked out at her, perturbed. Why, you're supposed to stay here. I'll take a police officer with me, she said. I won't be going back to work for a while. I can at least do some reading and paperwork. Call your clerk, have him bring it to the house. Carrie said nothing to that. Of course, she could have had her clerk do it. Of course, she should have. She felt terrible, and she needed to rest. The truth was that she just didn't want to be in the house with her husband. She hadn't decided yet what to do, whether she should confront him with what she knew, or wait and gather more evidence against him, or tell Kovac everything. She didn't want to believe the worst, that the man she had loved and married could hate her enough to pay someone to kill her. But the David she had discovered that morning was not the same man. This David had a whole other life going on that she didn't know anything about. This David was a stranger. She had no idea what he might be capable of. I won't be long, she said. Lucy came racing down the stairs, wearing a pink fairy costume and clutching her favorite toy, a stuffed dog she had named Marvin.
Mommy, I want to go. I want to go with you, please.
Carrie caught her daughter and hugged her tighter than the occasion called for. Sweetie, I'm just going and coming right back.
I want to go with you,
Lucy insisted, tears filling her eyes. She was afraid. Afraid her mother might get hurt again. Afraid she might never come home. Lucy was a bright and perceptive child. She knew something bad had happened. Something worse than just her mother falling down. Carrie knew she could also sense the tension between her mommy and daddy. They never argued in front of her, but the negative energy between them vibrated subtly in the air around them. Lucy picked up on that. She was probably feeling very insecure. Okay, Carrie said. You can come along. An instant beaming smile lit up her daughter's face.
Do we get to ride in a police car?
No, the officer will drive us in Daddy's car.
My car, David said. Why my car?
Because mine is at the police impound yard being processed for evidence, Carrie said. Were you planning on going somewhere?
No,
he said, obviously scrambling mentally for a logical reason he didn't want her in his car.
I just need to get some paperwork out of it before you go.
We'll be gone 20 minutes. Your paperwork has been out there all day, and suddenly you can't wait 20 minutes for it? What's that about?
It's not about anything, he snapped, getting out of his chair. I just realized I need it.
Then get it, Carrie said. She wanted to add that he should be sure and get out any of his girlfriend's stray lingerie while he was at it, but she didn't.
Fine, David said in a huff. I'll get it.
He stomped down the hall to the kitchen and out to the garage. Carrie glanced down at her daughter. Lucy was watching her with a somber face.
You need to have a coat on, Miss Sugarplum Fairy, Carrie said, and turned to the hall closet to get one out.
The officer, Paul Young, parked the car at the curb in front of a no parking sign and escorted them into the government center and to Carrie's chambers. After looking through the offices to make certain there were no bad surprises waiting for her, he stationed himself in the hall outside to wait. Lucy ran around behind the desk and climbed up in Carrie's chair, wide-eyed with excitement at the prospect of all the fun she might have with the stuff on the desk.
Mommy, can I play on your computer?
No, sweetheart. This is where I work. The computer isn't for playing with, Carrie said, as she took the copies of the phone bills, the credit card receipts, the list of escort agencies out of the tote bag she'd brought with her. She pulled an empty file folder from a cupboard, put the papers in it, and put the folder in the bottom left-hand drawer of her desk. The evidence could stay there until she decided what to do with it.
Mommy, this was Grandpa Greer's hammer, wasn't it?
That's called a gavel, Carrie said. Yes, that belonged to Grandpa Greer. Lucy held the gavel with both hands. It was almost as long as her arm, and an incongruent accessory to her pink fairy costume. An impish smile curved her mouth.
so precious. The one good thing to come out of her marriage, her daughter. Carrie brushed a hand over Lucy's unruly dark hair. Tears burned the backs of her eyes.
I wish Grandpa Greer could remember me, Lucy said.
I wish that too, sweetie. God, I wish that too.